Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 21. Matthew 15, verse 21. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. So as Jesus withdraws to these two cities along the coast, this woman comes up to begin to beg him. And it states that it is a Canaanite woman. And to those that are familiar with the Old Testament and the Jews' view of many of the Gentile nations, you would understand that there is a very strong negative connotation with that description. Yet when this woman cries out to Jesus, calling him Lord, Son of David, there is a recognition of who he is. Some knowledge by her allows her to recognize him, know his power, and know who Jehovah is. This is not just some random Gentile that is, you know, a beggar coming up to just everyone that comes by. This woman knows who Jesus is and knows what his power is. She has come not for herself, but for her daughter. She is very, very concerned about her daughter and is seeking a remedy for her. Now, at first, Jesus is silent, and it seems like his disciples take that to mean that they should just ignore her. But her begging, her desire, her pleas seem to be constant. She's not going to give up. She's going to follow them and keep making this plea until she gets a response. And finally, Jesus does respond after his disciples basically said, "Please just send her away." And my impression is that they're saying, "This woman's getting really annoying. We don't want to have to keep listening to this forever. She's not going to give up till you answer her." You know, that's probably what they're thinking when they say, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." But he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Yes, that's what Jesus was sent in order to proclaim that message to them. But you saw with the woman at the Samaritan well that he does interact with others, and he plants some seeds for future growth as the church began to spread and Gentiles were accepted into the church. But even when he tells her it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, she doesn't give up. She doesn't bow her head and say, "Well, I guess I'm just a dog," and sulks back home. No, she kneels before him and says, "Lord, help me." And then when Jesus makes this statement about the children's bread, she said, "Even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Pretty good comeback, if you ask me. But Jesus understands what she's saying. And perhaps for the benefit of those that were around, Jesus was testing her. Jesus already knew what was in her heart. He already knew that she had faith. But perhaps he needed his disciples to see that faith. Because when she makes this statement, then she says, "Woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." I don't know anything about this woman before this, and I don't know anything about this woman after this point. We only have this one snapshot. But the woman is desperate. She's desperate to find a resolution for her daughter. Now, which one of us, if our child was in dire need, wouldn't travel to the ends of the earth to find some sort of a solution for them? We can sympathize with this woman who is so desperate to find help that she humbles herself and kneels before someone And even when she's called a dog, and Jesus is not trying to say that she is of little value, but he's trying to make a point regarding the separation between the Jews and the Gentiles that had not yet become reconciled in his flesh. But she rightfully makes a case that everybody benefits from the power of God, not just his people. And even today we see that same thing, that everybody benefits from God's providence and God's continual power of holding this earth together. And I think that's one of the reasons why it will be so difficult for those that reject God and are cast away from him for eternal condemnation. They don't understand what that's going to be like, because even unbelievers have some level of benefit from God's blessings now. But I digress a little bit with this, but this woman has humbled herself and cast herself at the feet of Jesus. She has let go of her pride. She's not going to allow pride to stand in the way of finding help for her daughter at this point. How many of us need to learn the lesson that this woman learned and kneel at the feet of Jesus, desperately needing the forgiveness of our sins? How many of us will be willing to humble ourselves to the extent that she did in order to gain the blessings of God? That's something for us to think about today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.